Rachel Beck and David Hobson are in Perth for the stage show Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which opened last night at Crown Theatre. They're both loved for their roles in musical theatre, which, with David also having a distinguished career in opera and Rachel capturing hearts as a young television actress in the early 90s. They were both involved in Channel 7's It Takes Two, where they play the part of vocal and performance coaches. Thank you so much for your time today.
Great to be here.
Morning, Rodney.
With you at Sunshine.
Yeah, Rachel, does David still bring up the fact that he won two out of the three series of Takes
Yeah,
Two?
All the time. He's always just, you know, going on about it. He's just got a very big head. It's very difficult working with David.
Yeah. But you put up with it.
I've got to. I've got to put up with it, you know.
Hey, Rodney, I need something. I barrack for Melbourne.
got to take whatever you can.
Yeah. It's all in the past.
Of course, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was penned by Ian Fleming, who, of course, wrote James Bond. So, David, any chance of playing James Bond down the track?
Are you offering?
We'll see what we can arrange.
Actually, that's the curious thing about Chitty. I mean, it's really, you can see the correlations between James Bond in this story. I mean, it is obviously ostensibly a kid's story, but you really get the adult themes as well. I mean, it's one of those shows that is cross-generational. So Ian Fleming's stamp. I must admit my 12-year-old loves James Bond as well, as did my grandfather. So Chitty ticks many, many boxes. So if you're an Ian Fleming fan, yes, it's a great show. It's not just a kid's show.
Yeah. So you jumped at the chance to play the part?
Jump being the operative word because there's a lot of dancing. It was.
Well, you're on Dancing with the Stars, so you can handle that.
Yeah, but you do Dancing with the Stars because you can't dance. Do you know what I mean? You're not invited because you're a fantastic dancer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When.
Oh, he's pretty good. Oh, my goodness. You learn a few tricks in that show.
Yeah, no, I work very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Dancing. I mean, she's the dancer.
Yeah.
I don't get to dance in the show.
This is ridiculous. She gets to sing.
So you're the dancer and you don't dance?
No, I don't dance in the show. I do one tiny baby little bit of waltzing with David. I know. I keep trying to tell the choreographer I need some high kicks or something, but she won't let me have them.
Yeah.
The trouble is that her name in the show is Truly Scrumptious. So we just kind of deify her. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
We look at her from a distance and just, you know, bask in her glory.
But speaking of deifying, I believe that the car ends up being the main star. So you're sort of in the car's shadow most of the time, are you?
Well, the car's only in a couple of scenes, really. In the other scenes, we shine very brightly.
But, yeah, she is a diva. She's pretty extraordinary, actually. The car is extraordinary.
Yeah, really, I mean, a lot has been said about the fact that it's the most expensive stage set in musical history.
Stage prop, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, there is truth to that, and what it does is quite extraordinary. I mean, the computer technology to make it do all its gadgetry is amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, Q from James Bond has invented it. I mean, there's another correlation. And as Rachel's pointed out before, when we get to ride in it, it's like being in Luna Park every night. It's like a Luna Park ride.
Like a rock concert.
It really is wonderful.
When the wings come out and it's right up there, people just go, wow, yay! They clap and cheer. It's great.
And again, so the whole family comes along and just goes absolutely nuts when the car comes out.
Nuts. Yeah. And the wonderful thing is it's so generational. You know, you've got the four-year-olds, five-year-olds like my daughter, and then you've got their parents who were introduced to the film by their parents. So they're all coming together, the three generations. It's just wonderful.
Well, speaking of the 60s film, had you seen that before?
No. Well, probably once when I was very little, but I didn't remember the movie when I got the role. So it's been a wonderful thing to embrace and talk to people who are mad about it, especially guys, which is, you know, I'm from a music theatre background. And, you know, a lot of girls sort of love music theatre, Annie's and The Sound of Music's and... But I find a lot of boys and a lot of men love Chitty Chitty Bang Bang because of the car, which
it's
is wonderful
car.
To bring the men in.
Yeah.
Of course it is, but it's so great for men to come and see this sort of theatre.
But what the girls always remember, and Rachel just absolutely smashes, is this doll on a box. See, my wife remembers, that's one of her favourite memories of childhood, is this doll on a box that comes to life.
Yeah.
Which Rachel's character plays.
Yeah.
So it does.
It does have the female.
The male and the female thing happening.
So had you seen the film before?
No. I remember I grew up in Ballarat in Victoria. And way back then, long time ago, Rodney, when it first came out, you know, when a film came to your town, it was only there for a week or so. So if you happened to miss it, it would be another couple of years or you'd have to wait till it came on telly. So it was one of those ones I missed. Have you look really sad when I said that.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Sad. Yeah. Have either of you gone back and looked at the movie since?
Oh, definitely.
I had a look, yeah.
Yeah, we had a look. Yeah. I had a look before I had a meeting with Roger, and definitely afterwards, just to get the general gist of the magic of the film and how it was all put together before we started rehearsals. But I didn't look at it too much because I wanted it to be sort of totally organic from me.
Mm.
So
I mean, both of you have taken on a number of stories over the years that are well-loved stories. When you come to something like that, is there some sort of trepidation as like, because you know that people have this story in their heart, this movie, you know, is something that they love, that do you fear, am I going to do this justice?
I don't think you can approach a role like that. You know, you just have to know that you have enough inside you and that whatever you bring will be one of the flavours of that character. You can't. When I was doing The Sound of Music, I could never be Julie Andrews, but I adored that musical so much that it was totally coming from a place of joy and knowledge and love in my heart, and that's all you can give and truth.
Yeah.
So I never get worried that people. I mean, people are obviously going to compare, but you can never. You know, we're not impersonators, that's the thing.
Yeah, and I must admit, you know, being ostensibly an opera singer, I mean, we're singing dead people's music all the time, which means it's really old.
Mm.
So you're doing roles that have been done 20 million times before. So you know you're always going to get compared to, oh, well, you know, Geely did it better in 1933 and Skipper was a better Rodolfo than you and, of course, Pavarotti. So you're constantly being compared as a classical singer. So I guess when you it doesn't make it any easier. Like, what am I saying? Here I'm having
I don't think that happens as much in music theatre.
It's all right, don't worry. Him. This is not therapy. It's okay.
Well, no, I'm feeling it though. I'm feeling the love in the room. Thank you, Rodney.
98.5. I'm talking to Rachel Beck and David Hobson, who are in Perth for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It must be wonderful to go out on stage and present something like that that the crowd just loves. I guess it's one of those shows that people are just going to come back for as well.
Oh, definitely. So they come repeat. Back and back and back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it reminds me actually of Les Mis. There's some people who just go 10 times when the run's on. And people are doing that all the time with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang because there's so much great adult humour. My mum and my daughters have seen it 7 or 8 times. And still, yesterday, mum saw it and said, I didn't even know that he had. So, you know, there's so much in the show. It's jam packed with wonderful visual and. You know, and emotional, and also the writing in terms of the scenes is so full and rich. So, yeah,
and I think
you should see it more than once.
I think people who know the film will actually enjoy the stage show even more.
Definitely,
because it's the show's been fleshed out, and the characters are a little bit better drawn, particularly the spies and the Baron and Baroness and the child catcher.
It's a bit more dangerous. It's a bit more adult. And also, truly, definitely.
Yeah, truly, your character's even is fleshed out, but it's a lot funnier.
Yes. Mm.
It's a
slapstick.
I mean, ostensibly we're the family of the show, but to counterbalance that, there is wild humour, really
wonderful
fantastic humour.
George Capagnaris is amazing.
Jennifer Leti, Todd Goddard, and Peter Carroll, who plays the grandfather, who's one of our greatest actors, stage actors. He's absolutely wonderful. And I must say that the children in Perth who are playing the children are fantastic.
We are
blessed with.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, Perth has got fantastic.
Absolute knockouts.
Mm.
But you're going to be blown away by the kids. They're absolutely beautiful. They perform with such open heart and they sing beautifully. But as fellow performers, you really feel like you're performing with really well-seasoned and very, very talented
and
kids.
And beautiful. Yeah,
yeah, they're lovely kids too.
Mm.
And I think hopefully what comes across to the audience is the sheer joy of the cast and how well everyone gets on. Now, that's very rare as well. And I don't know whether that's just the show, whether the producers, Tim Lawson, chose and Roger Hodgman chose the cast for that reason. But there is definitely a great synergy on stage and a great kind of joy, joie de vivre, about the performance.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys, for bringing such joy to so many people. David Hobson and Rachel Beck, thank you so much for your time
thanks,
this
Rodney.
Morning.
Thank you.
Time.